Good evening, and what an extraordinary campaign it's been. It began as a two-horse race. It ended with three starters at the line.
It's obviously going to be very close, but I think what is clear is that the country hasn't turned overwhelmingly to the Conservatives.
We don't think this exit poll really should.
I was merely speculating.
Really bear the weight. We want to wait and see what the results are.
This has been a most unpredictable election throughout.
I think what it does show is a clear rejection of Gordon Brown.
Cliffhanger of a result.
Friday the 7th of May, an hour before dawn. Day one. Labour Party election headquarters, Victoria Street, London.
A walkover. That's what the Tories thought it would be. A procession into government. We stopped that happening.
Gordon Brown addresses the Labour election team.
The hard work of everyone in this room and of our people up and down the country stopped that happening.
Southampton Itchen declared. John Denham, Labour hold majority of 198.
Great news. Every seat counts. Every seat we win tonight will help us do what I know is still possible, to keep the Tories out of Downing Street. Yeah. Peter, come on, let's get moving.
By not voting against him, that's right, but it all in the water.
Right.
5:15 a.m. An office in Labour Party election headquarters.
Pad in front of you, Gordon.
Thank you.
Gordon Brown, Peter Mandelson and Andrew Donis discuss the way forward.
OK, two scenarios. The Tories scrape a majority,
which looks unlikely,
or get near enough to it to govern as a minority, and we're done for. If not, we put together a Labour-Liberal majority. Andrew, you were one.
I was indeed.
We can bring them with us, yes?
There would be...